This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
An oil trough man has been charged in Independence County Circuit Court with felony theft by receiving. Charges against 38-year-old Glenneth Eric Heath involve being in possession of property stolen in the oil trough area. Police say Heath is currently on bond and awaiting trial for a previous breaking and entering and theft that occurred in Independence County. Heath's bond on the new charge is a $50,000 cash-only bond. Prosecuting attorney Don McSpadden is asking Heath to be tried under the Habitual Offender Act. Dateline Hot Springs, where an amusement park there, will not be able to expand the number of sites where it can sell beer and wine. State officials turned down a request by Magic Springs and Crystal Falls Amusement Park because of objections from the city's mayor. Park officials sell alcohol at 5 locations and had hoped to increase that to 7 sites. A man who was indicted on drug trafficking charges in eastern Arkansas is expected to change his plea today during a hearing in Little Rock. Prosecutors say Cedric Trice and a co-conspirator directed a drug ring that stored and prepared drugs. Trice is one of 70 people who were indicted in an investigation that was called Operation Delta Blues. An Independence County man has been charged with filing a false police report. That's a felony. Court records say that in August, 18-year-old Chandler Lowell filed a report with police that said his car had been stolen by Timothy Reams and it was without his knowledge or permission. The documents say Lowell later admitted that he knew Reams had taken his car keys and that he had planned to take the vehicle. Lowell also admitted that he did not try to stop Reams. The court information says the false information that Lowell made in his first report caused another person to be arrested and charged. Lowell's bond has been set at $10,000.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.